innovation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Dambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours, time for news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Minerals Regulation Commission lifts suspension on Mopani's Mufulira underground operations. South African envoy seeks Northwestern Province investment after African mining in Daba talks. And in global news, Madagascar cyclone death toll rises to 59 as devastation mounts. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Minerals Regulation Commission, MRC, has with immediate effect lifted the suspension of underground operations at Mopani Copper Mine's Mufulira mine following the implementation of enhanced safety measures. The suspension was initially imposed due to the mine's failure to comply with safety regulations, specifically the requirement to maintain an accurate personnel accounting system for underground workers. The MRC had invoked Section 56 of the Minerals Regulation Commission Act for number 14 of 2024, citing non-compliance with Part 218 of the mining regulations. In a statement issued by Minister of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Kalani Machima, the enhanced safety measures implemented by the mine include the two-point manual tag board system and the shift clearance reporting, where the biometric system has been upgraded to do an automatic generation of the clearance report 2 hours after end of every shift. Mr. Machima says the company has also installed and reactivated a closed circuit television, CCTV, and real-time monitoring system at critical control points, integrating it with the access control system and archiving of footage for compliance and audit purposes. He says these measures meet the requirements of Mining Regulation 218, ensuring a safe working environment for miners. South African High Commissioner to Zambia, Saad Kachalia, has called for a multi-sectoral investment partnership in Northwestern Province, citing the region's vast untapped economic potential. Speaking during a courtesy call on Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Colonel Grandson Katambi in Solwezi today, Mr. Kachalia said South Africa is ready to collaborate with Zambia following engagements at the African Mining Indaba in 2026. Mr. Kachalia identified agriculture and mining as key sectors ripe for South African investment and partnerships capable of delivering tangible benefits to citizens of both countries. He also commended the governments of Zambia and South Africa for their long-standing fraternal relations, noting that Zambia's pivotal role in the liberation struggle had laid a strong foundation for continued cooperation.
South Africa's desire to get involved in our neighboring countries in SADC as well as in Africa with the continental, with the Africa Continental Free Trade Area agreements that are being signed as we go on, and with SADC and the cooperation which is so critical. Industry is very critical, manufacturing is critical. South Africa has a very keen sector that looks at outward direct finance investment in areas, and I think Solwezi is one of those areas we can look at.
Meanwhile, Provincial Permanent Secretary Colonel Grandson Katambi reaffirmed government's commitment to positioning Northwestern Province as a prime investment destination, citing the development of the Lobito Corridor as a key catalyst for trade, industrial growth, and regional connectivity. Colonel Katambi said the province is fully prepared to collaborate with South African firms to drive economic development through trade and industry, and that government is determined to transform Northwestern Province into a thriving landscape of investment opportunities.
Our developmental focus as a province is to unlock growth. We can only do that if we start saving ideas to those that can also assist to do that and use their ourselves. Service, trade, promote value addition and create sustainable employment across key sectors. You are right to say, Shoprite, the bank, these have actually employed the Zambians.
The Department of Immigration in Lusaka has apprehended 349 persons during a cleanup operation conducted in various parts of the city on the 15th of February 2026 with the support of other security wings. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka said those apprehended included 209 persons claiming Zambian citizenship, 87 Burundians, 45 Congolese, 3 Tanzanians, 3 persons of unknown nationality, 1 Indian and 1 Ugandan. Mr. Nshinka explains that following a comprehensive screening exercise, 212 persons were released unconditionally, comprising 209 Zambians who proved their citizenship, as well as 2 Burundians and 1 Congolese national who produced valid documentation confirming their lawful stay in Zambia. Mr. Nshinka further stated that 27 women, comprising 19 Burundians and 8 Congolese nationals, were directed to report to immigration headquarters on the 16th of February 2026 for further verification of their immigration status. He says the remaining 110 persons were detained pending further screening, among them 64 Burundians, 39 Congolese, 3 Tanzanians, 2 persons whose nationalities are yet to be ascertained, 1 Indian and 1 Ugandan.
The remaining 110 persons were detained pending further screening. These include 64 Burundians, 39 Congolese, 3 Tanzanians, 2 persons whose nationalities are yet to be ascertained, 1 Indian and 1 Ugandan. Members of the public are reminded that while Zambia remains a welcoming country, all foreign nationals are required to ensure that they are in possession of valid documentation and comply with the conditions of their stay. The department will continue conducting cleanup operations across the country in collaboration with other law enforcement agencies to rid the country of illegal immigrants.
The Zambia Correctional Service, ZCS, has launched a service charter aimed at responding to the needs and expectations of stakeholders, inmates and their families, and the general public. Speaking at the ZCS 2026 consultative meeting and launch of the service charter in Chilanga this morning, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu said the service charter is not just a document, but a social contract between the correctional facility and citizens. Mr. Mwimbu added that the charter defines professionalism, timelines for service delivery, complaints handling procedures, transparency benchmarks, and ethical conduct obligations. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwimbu has underscored the significant role correctional facilities play to food security, stressing that correctional farms produced over 11,000 metric tons of maize in the 2024-2025 farming season, generating revenue exceeding 20 million kwacha.
Senior officers, you are the custodians of this charter. Its success will depend entirely on your leadership. I therefore expect 1. Full institutional dissemination of the charter to all stations and factories. 2. Integration of charter standards into performance appraisals. 3. Quarterly compliance reporting mechanisms.
And Zambia Correctional Service Commissioner General Frederick Chulukutu expressed delight at the Correctional Service being tasked